Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is Odyssey's Injury Report, powered by Fanatics. Let's look ahead to this week's notable football injuries.
Green Bay's rookie wideout is dealing with a lingering shoulder injury and is considered day-to-day. Meanwhile, Philadelphia's Saquon Barkley is expected to be available for the team's game on Monday night after suffering a groin injury last week.
That's today's report. Listen all season long for weekly injury updates, presented by Fanatics Sportsbook, the home of fair play. Download the app today.
On most sportsbooks, an injury ruins your whole football parlay. But not on Fanatics. They have Fair Play Insurance, which protects your football player prop bets from injury for the entire first half, every single game, all season long. So even if a player goes down early, you still won't take the L. Why risk it if you don't have to? Keep your bets intact and switch to Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's Thursday at 4 o'clock, which means we're joined by the great Mike Mayock. You can hear him every week on the Believe in Eagles podcast with Lee Mayock. Mike, how you feeling, brother?
I'm doing good, man. How you guys doing?
What's up, Mike? We're doing good. You know, we come off a big win on Monday night against the Packers, and within 48 hours, we're in the A.J. Brown vortex again. I know we talked to you about AJ from your, I actually had a couple of questions, one AJ related, one AJ not related, just about from a GM perspective. I guess when things like this are constant, you know, some teams will have a blow up once in a while, the player will say something, it'll go away. This one keeps going. I guess from an organizational standpoint, at what point Do you sit everyone down and say enough is enough? You know, like they can say that it's not bothering the locker room all they want, but it's still there. So it's less of a specific question and more of a how do you handle this?
I mean, we talked about this a few weeks ago, and basically everything I thought they should be doing, I'm sure they were doing, which yep. is sitting down and having big boy conversations. You get to a point, I think, where you don't know and I don't know what really is or isn't happening in that locker room. And I've been in a lot of locker rooms, as has Ike. And there are times when you get a guy like this where the players just kind of shrug and go, yeah, that's AJ. It's just him. Don't worry about it. There are other times where it festers and it becomes an issue. Right? So I'm not in that building. I don't know what it is right now. They're 7-2. I don't like the passive-aggressive social media approach, yet in my old age, I'm trying to understand that, you know, this is how the younger generation communicates. I just don't like the way it comes out is kind of like, well, you know, I'm at home on my private time, and, you know, it's no big deal. And a lot of people probably agree with what he's saying about the offense. And some of what he's saying isn't wrong. It's frustrating to watch that offense right now. But at the end of the day, it doesn't. I think you have to look at it and say, this talent is so good. And we're 7-2. We're coming off a Super Bowl. And it only becomes a major, major disconnect in that building if there becomes a problem with the quarterback and the wideout, is the way I look at it. If the quarterback doesn't trust him to be the right place at the right time, or they lose respect for each other professionally, that can be a problem. Now, I don't see it. I don't see it there. I don't see it happening. I don't think it would happen because the quarterback is just so damn professional. But I think to me that's kind of the point where you go over the line if you think it's actually affecting what the quarterback and the wideout are doing on the field.
I hear, and that all makes a lot of sense. The one thing that I think about when you say, you know, there, because I'm 49, I'm not 28 either, you know, and there's a lot going on that I look at and I say, wow, that's beyond me, is that I look at the whole team and they're all young and he's the only one doing it. So all that said, like, you know, they are 7-2 and I start to think about what if they do lose that game? You know, what if Green Bay gets into field goal range and they do lose that game and he does the same thing? It's sort of, what's the phrase? Winning's the best deodorant. If you don't win, then all of a sudden, does this little stuff end up becoming bigger stuff?
Well, let's be really clear to start with, and it's obvious. Unless you're a superstar, you don't get away with this in the first place. That's why nobody else in the locker room is doing it. Okay? Wide receivers are kind of divas by nature. I would make the argument, though, that number six is every bit as good as number 11, and it should be classified in the same way. Mm-hmm. And my frustration is a little bit more along the lines of every team fortunate enough to have two high-level wideouts. I don't care what you look at Cincinnati, you look at, Dallas, Philly. Cincinnati and Dallas seem to have no problems getting the football to their wideouts. And at a certain point, again, we go back to that conversation about identity, Spike. They're 7-2, and I still don't know what their offensive identity is. I have no idea. And on a week-to-week basis, we're running out of weeks now to kind of establish, you know, who we are, what we are, and how we're going to, you know, the margin for error now is getting to the point where it's probably not sustainable because the way they're winning games is they win the turnover battle every week, and that's largely because of their quarterback and their defense. And number two, they're a great red zone team on both sides of the line of scrimmage. So they're scoring touchdowns while other teams are kicking field goals. But the margin for error is so damn narrow. The A.J. Brown thing, again, I just keep going back to he's a wide receiver, he's a prima donna. Unless it's a major disconnect in the locker room and it affects the play between him and the quarterback, I don't think they're going to get to a point this season where it's going to change anything.
Yeah, that's kind of where I'm at, Mike. I just don't know what's going to change. If you're looking at the offense and the way that it is, it can only be several things as it pertains to AJ. And if we want to exclude him, that's fine. But either he's not the same player he once was, or the quarterback is the issue, or the offensive play design. And I just don't know how do you fix these things when it seems to me that they want to be a running team. Like they don't want to be a team that throws the ball 35, 40 times. So targets are going to always be scarce as far as who's going to get them and how many you're going to get. With the amount of talent they have offensively, somebody's going to be left out. You know, some of those other teams that put up those ridiculous numbers, they're either losing, they have to throw all the time, and that's sort of how they play. The Eagles play a brand of football that's close to the vest, don't turn the ball over, take advantage of field position, and win the game no matter what it looks like. And I just don't know if they're ever going to play offense to the level that everyone's satisfied. Because even look at their team last year, Mike, people complained about the passing game. It was a 29th-ranked passing game, and they had a historical year from the running back. So it almost seems like there's going to be something, regardless of what the offense looks like when they win, that somebody is not going to be happy.
Well, and Ike, everything you said is true, and I don't – disagree. They're never going to be a top five or top six passing team in this league, or probably not a top 10, even with two top level wideouts. That's probably not who they want to be. Right. Mm-hmm. So as long as they're winning football games, they're going to live with AJ Brown right now. I can't speak for the off season. I don't know any of that, but right now they're going to live with it. And, you know, as far as playing things close to the vest, they are. But at a certain point, you're going to turn the ball over three or four times some game, and you're going to need to score points. And we talked about this last year, Ike, on the stretch to the playoffs. I kept saying, somebody's going to stop Saquon, and then what?
Mm-hmm.
Are they going to be able to handle it? And they did.
Yep.
They handled it.
Yeah.
And every time we kind of say Jalen Hurts is not a top-level quarterback in this town, he shows that he is.
Mm-hmm.
So I just get, you know, there's so many things going through my head, guys, about this game. And, you know, the head coach not punting the ball late in the game. And,
yeah.
And
yeah.
You know, all these things. If you're a conservative, defensive-minded, run-the-ball team, why aren't you punting?
Right.
Exactly.
We
agree.
Said the same thing. Yep.
I agree.
And here, let me take that one step further. It should have never even come to that fourth down decision in my mind. If you look back, and I don't know if you guys talked about this at all, but
the previous drive
before that,
yeah, where they threw on second and third is what you mean,
yeah,
right?
I mean,
yeah.
Yeah, they forced them to use a timeout on first down, and the next two they throw incomplete passes. It runs 10 seconds off and saves both timeouts that Green Bay then used to force a fourth down decision. It should have been a kneel down.
Mm-hmm.
But when they got the ball back, it should have been game over, kneel down. So I there's just some inconsistencies here that I get frustrated with. And again, the head coach has got a great record, and who am I to say anything? And I'm not trying to be overly critical. I just think from a time management perspective, they were two huge mistakes that can cost you games, and they're fortunate that they didn't cost them this one.
Mike, we want to talk to you about the game and the tape and the Lions game. I have one other GM-related question about Jair Alexander. So they trade for Jair Alexander, and I think we could all agree we didn't know how much he had left and that he barely played this year, and the Green Bay obviously didn't think enough of him to keep him. That said, they traded for him, and he, you know, has basically retired or semi-retired, isn't going to play this year. When you're trading for somebody, do you have an opportunity? We know you get a physical, but is there an opportunity to talk to the player to see where their head is at? It just seems so stunning that within a week, the guy isn't playing football anymore.
You're technically not allowed to.
Okay.
Unless you ask for specific permission and it's granted by the other GM. So you can't talk directly to another team's player.
Okay, so you're basically just, you know, you're
trust.
Yeah, you just have to hope that he wants to play. Okay.
Let me ask you this real quick, Mike, on the injury thing. If you were to you trade for the player and you get him, the team gives him a physical, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And then I'm assuming he passed the physical here, as they wouldn't have.
Yep.
But if he didn't, then the trade would have been rescinded if he wouldn't have passed the physical?
Correct.
Okay, okay.
And one thing, and Mike, you can correct me if I'm wrong, as far as passing physicals, I think people think there's some hardline rule on passing physicals. A team can fail a player on a physical with whatever they want. It's a sliding scale. So if they look at the physical and they say, you know, they could pick something, right? I mean, there's not a hard and fast rule about failing a physical.
No, but it kind of contradicts what you're trying to do. If you're trying to acquire a player and then you just arbitrarily say we're not going to take them because we don't want them now?
Oh, no. I agree. What I'm saying is that I think a lot of people say pass a physical as if
they're healthy.
Yeah, that there's a specific test. Clearly, maybe they knew something was there, but they decided to take the risk if there was a physical thing. The physical thing is to become aware of all of those things.
Basically, you're looking for all his medical records. You're having your doctor and your trainers go through them. They're coming through. And if he's had a couple of different surgeries on his knees, you're making sure you're checking the x-rays and making sure you're happy with all that. And you're 100% trusting your medical people.
So Mike Mayock with us. Mike, one, we talked about AJ and the offense. The defense played their best game of the year. Jalen Phillips instantly made a huge difference. After looking at the tape of that game, can you speak a little bit about Jalen Phillips' performance and then the effect it had on the rest of the defense?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer for 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah. Basically, I took a bunch of notes, but to just kind of sum it all up, he was a difference maker both in the run and pass game. I told you that I had done a Miami game earlier this year, and I thought he was back from those injuries. And the other night was as good a game as I've seen him play. He's long. He's powerful. He shocks tight ends with his hand strength and violence. He pushed the tackle, the right tackle, back in the quarterback space I don't know how many times. And he makes a difference on a bunch of different levels because they can go with a bunch of different packages. You know, he and Nolan Smith become kind of the starting edge rushers. Jellix Hunt now kicks the three. 55, Brandon Graham still has some power. Trust me, there's some power left in those hands and legs. He just needs to get better shape. But they can run through different packages and kick Jalen Phillips inside. He's a speed-to-power guy that's athletic and twitchy. And I told you all this last week. I love the acquisition. And if he stays healthy, he's going to change the ability of the Eagles to rush the quarterback.
Big game on Sunday night. And you mentioned the offense. Like, the offense clearly took a step back, didn't run the ball well. Jalen made some – it was an uneven Jalen game, I think. He made some big plays, but also had some misses that were pretty obvious. So going at this offense against the Detroit defense, what are you looking at on Sunday night in those matchups?
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting because they have one dominant pass rusher, obviously, in Aiden Hutchinson, and then they kind of get it done by scheme and committee. They have a couple of interior rushers that are good in Aleem McNeil and their rookie first-round pick, Tyleek Williams. They're quick and explosive inside, but they don't have a lot of rush outside other than Aiden. So their defense coordinator has got to be creative. So when you look at matchups on the outside, I'll be interested to see. They have a guy named Terrion Arnold, who was a first-round pick a few years ago. He's longer, all-pro corner. I'll be really intrigued to see if they match him up with A.J. Brown, because the other starting corner is Amik Robertson, who we drafted when I was with the Raiders. He was a fourth-round pick in 2020, and he's quick and he's tough and he's feisty, but he's 5'9".
Oh, we cooking him.
So as tough and, you know, I love the kid, but on nickel, they'll move him inside a lot and bring another corner outside just to match, so he's not matched up. But it'll be really intriguing for me to see what they do with Terrion Arnold if he's matched up with number 11, which makes a lot of sense to me if I was game planning the Eagles. And they got linebackers can run and play, et cetera. But, you know, from the pass game perspective, that's the matchup. In the run game, they're solid. They don't stand out in any one area, but they're a Dan Campbell team. They compete. They set the edge. They come downhill. They tackle. The difference in this game, to me, is, you know, I'm not sure the Eagles are going to score a lot of points, and I think Detroit is highly capable of You know, they're one of the best two or three offensive teams in the league. And the Eagles' defense is going to have to play at a high level.
You think the Lions are going to win this game?
I don't know. I would tell you right now that if the Eagles' offense scores 10 points, yeah.
that's a pretty solid guess.
I agree with you on that one. Yeah, for sure.
All right, Mike. Thank you as always. We'll talk to you next week at the same time.
Appreciate it, brother.
Appreciate it, guys.
There he is, the great Mike Mayock. I think when I was talking about the physical, Mike thought I might have been going after Howie a little bit. Might have gotten tight for a second. All I was trying to do was explain the physical.
We got through it.
Yeah, I think people think there's a hard and fast rule with the physical, right. And there's not really.
No, you're right. Yeah. It's because you would wonder, how did he pass his physical and he hadn't played a game here and all of a sudden there's a knee issue?
Well, I think the truth is that, like with Jahad Campbell, you decide what level of risk you're willing to take.
Oh, yeah.
Because you don't have a chance to watch him run in practice. Mm-hmm. And all you do is you look at the medicals and you say, this is worth the risk or not worth the risk. They didn't give up a lot. And I think they knew it was probably less than 50-50 chance he end up being a great player here in the first place.
Right.
So it's probably worth the chance anyway. Jack, we have something?
Breaking news.
A.J. Brown related?
Huh?
Breaking news?
Where we at?
So this is per.
Good in trading. Yeah, no. That's bad.
No, but I still think it is worth breaking news.
What happened?
This is per Eagles Insider of the Year candidate, John Clark.
Uh-oh.
Today at Eagles practice, Big Dom got Eagles owner Jeffrey Lurie and A.J. Brown together, and it looked like they had a very good conversation about A.J.'s frustration, and they all want the offense to be better. Dude, I like when the owner's like, enough.
Listen.
Yeah.
I love John Clark.
Yeah.
How does he know that's what they were talking about?
And how do they know it's a positive conversation?
Yeah, like how does he know this?
No one fought on the field?
Someone must have given, here's my guess. My guess is John Clark just sees the meeting.
Like everybody does out there, yeah.
Like Kemsky saw the meeting.
But my guess would be John Clark, before he goes with that, get some insight about what the meeting was about.
And you think they told him? They told him that?
I think they told him that.
I think they told him that. Yeah.
And he said right away.
Yeah, yeah. And I also think
yes.
I like that my owner of the Philadelphia Eagles, Mr. Lurie, said that enough.
Right. But why are they doing it on the practice field?
I don't know.
It could easily.
Yeah, exactly. That could have been done in
unless
the building.
Maybe
they want to keep. You call. Okay, you remember this, or everybody. If you're at the office, and the boss says to you, "I want to talk to you in my office." All of a sudden, there's a different intensity to it than if you just do it while you're out there. So maybe they're trying to keep the intensity level low? Or are you both of you suggesting that John Clark is making more of the interaction than needs to be made? I just want to make sure where we all are on this.
Well, no, I'm just curious as to how do you come to that conclusion by just from afar seeing A.J. Brown talking to Mr. Lurie.
And here's my other question.
Yeah.
He's the only one that's put that out.
Yeah.
And if this happened at Pratt, wouldn't everyone else
like they all, because the media is only allowed in there at the beginning.
Unless he's the only one that asked about it.
What?
Can you get John Clark on the phone?
Do you want me to call Clarkie?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yes.
All right, I'll call Clarkie.
You know, like I would love more insight on this. I want to give him Eagles Insider of the Year points on this.
Well, we are giving him credit.
Well, of course.
I was just wondering how he come to that conclusion that that's what they were talking about.
Unless he got some inside information.
Which is definitely possible here.
Of course.
Because if every other beat reporter had saw them congregating.
Mm-hmm.
How long was the discussion?
Yeah,
I want to know.
You wouldn't know more about it. Why are we getting random sources, random places about meetings?
Look, all I'm saying. Is Mr. Lurie, Big Dom, and AJ having a conversation? I want to know what happened.
Yeah, it doesn't pass my smell test.
So really?
Let me ask you this.
Okay.
Well, in this conversation that is reportedly being had,
yep.
What do you think Mr. Lurie's angle to this is? To talk to AJ?
I think he wants to be on Janky Rondo's Twitch stream too.
So I'm wondering, is it telling him to cut it out? Is it telling him we understand? Like, I don't, because you got to realize, Mr. Lurie's not a fan.
Yes, he's
the owner. This isn't the callers that we have lined up, some on AJ's side, some not. To say he's on AJ's side would mean he's being critical of his coach or...
No. That they all agree they want the offense to be better. That's what John said.
Oh, okay. Well, can we put a news flash out there that everybody wants the offense to be better?
Of course. We're
all in agreement there.
Of course.
It's okay. Yeah, we all want the offense to be better.
The last time I heard... No, it wasn't reported that Mr. Lurie said anything about it, but I think it could be gleaned from the report, was after Nick yelled at the fans after the Cleveland game.
Yeah.
There was a report that, you know,
people
within the NovaCare facility were not happy about it.
Yeah.
Maybe that's a Mr. Lurie saying, this is not how... Oh, Jack's laughing at himself.
Well, I just did the slick glasses transition again, and it's my new favorite thing on the show, man. It's so good. It's so slick.
And you're just finding out about
it. No, I know.
It's been going on all year, yes.
That's the best.
Yes, one set is, so now that we put it out
we
heard one set is actual readers, and the other ones are for style.
That's right.
How about this? We heard some inside information about Jack yesterday.
Did I report it?
No.
Who reported it?
It was reported to me and Ike about you.
Ooh.
And
we
will get to it next.
Great.
We will get to it next.
I'm trying to remember.
I will tell you during the break.
No, awesome.
Yes.
No, we don't have to.
Yeah, we do.
I did text Clarky, so we'll see if we can get him on.
Inside Jack information next.
I don't know about that, Jack.
All right, 215-592-9494. Today's show is sponsored by Klondike Kate's Christmas Sleigh Bar. Enjoy Bud Light and Michelob Ultra specials all football season long. Klondike Kate's. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is Odyssey's Injury Report, powered by Fanatics. Let's look ahead to this week's notable football injuries.
Green Bay's rookie wideout is dealing with a lingering shoulder injury and is considered day-to-day. Meanwhile, Philadelphia's Saquon Barkley is expected to be available for the team's game on Monday night after suffering a groin injury last week.
That's today's report. Listen all season long for weekly injury updates. Presented by Fanatics Sportsbook, the home of fair play. Download the app today.
On most sports books, an injury ruins your whole football parlay, but not on Fanatics. They have Fair Play insurance, which protects your football player prop bets from injury for the entire first half, every single game, all season long. So even if a player goes down early, you still won't take the L. Why risk it if you don't have to? Keep your bets intact and switch to Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.